Welcome students to Distant E-Learning Program. Today we are going to learn a chapter from class 8th English book, It So Happened. The name of the chapter is Children at Work and the chapter number is 2. Children at Work is the story from an extract from the book Trash on Rag Picker Children and Recycling. This is the true story of children on the streets, written by three famous personalities, Geeta Wolf, Anushka Ravishankar, and Arijit Sen. This story, Children at Work, is based on the real life experience of Velu, an 11-year-old boy who ran away from his home. Velu is the main character in the story. This is a very interesting story as it deals with your age group. I'm going to read the story line by line and explain it, and you all are instructed to open your chapters and go through the lines which I'm reading. So let's begin part 1, and this will be first module. When the Kanyakumari Express pulled in at Chennai Central, it took Velu some time to get off. As I've told you about the main character Velu, an 11-year-old boy who ran away from his home. So he boarded a train, and the name of the train is Kanyakumari Express. Pulled in here meaning is arrive or to reach. So Kanyakumari Express train arrived at Chennai Central. Chennai Central is a station. So Velu took some time to get down from the train. When he finally stood on the platform, his leg felt wobbly, as if he was still on a moving train. So wobbly means here unsteady or shaking. So Velu was having a feeling that he is still on a moving train. So this happens with sometimes with us also when we are having a long journey, and after the journey when we get down from train or any of the vehicle, we feel that we are still in a moving vehicle or a train. So same type of experience Velu was also having, because this was his first journey in a train. Oi, out of the way, a porter went by with a loaded trolley. Velu jumped aside. As Velu was on the platform, suddenly he heard a noise. Oi, out of the way. He just looked behind and he found a porter who was with the loaded trolley, and he wanted the boy, that is Velu, to go little side away so that he could make his way. He sat on a bench on the platform, putting his bundle down. Now we know very well that he ran away from his house, so he was not having a big bag or a luggage, he was having a bundle. Velu put his all the necessary or essential items in a piece of cloth, just tied it as a bundle and put it down. In all his 11 years, he had never seen so many people except once a year at the fair in his village. People walked by bumping into him with their suitcases. Now this is a clear scene of a platform where a lot of crowd is there. And here Velu is quite amazed by seeing so many people in the station, as he have seen so many people at a time of village fair only. So for him, it was a big surprise. Then we find that he was sitting on a bench, idly sitting there. And he found that the passengers are moving here and there hurriedly and bumping him with their luggages or suitcases. So he was disturbed by the crowd. A voice announced something on a loudspeaker. Near him, a group of people sat on their luggage, looking at a TV hanging from the roof. Now here, this is a complete picture of a railway station where announcements have been done related to arrival and departure of train. A TV is displaying the arrival and departure timing of a train. All these things are amazing with Lou because he has never seen these things earlier. The noise was terrible, as the station is filled with so many people. Announcements is going on. So the noise was terrible. It was hard to bear. Velu put his head down on his knees, feeling miserable and exhausted. Now, why Velu was feeling miserable and exhausted? As he was very tired. He came by train, then he is in a strange place. He's seeing so many people. So he was feeling miserable and also exhausted. Miserable here meaning is unhappy and uncomfortable. And exhausted means extremely tired. He had run away from his village 2 days ago. For 2 days, he had eaten nothing but some peanuts and a piece of jaggery. In his bundle, he carried a shirt, a towel, and a comb. So, here we find that he has left his house 2 days ago. And he has reached the Chennai Central. He had eaten nothing, some peanuts and jaggery. And the only articles he has with him is a shirt, a towel, and a comb. He was feeling very hungry. He was very tired. He was finding himself very helpless. He had walked for most of the first day to Kannur and then got on the train to Chennai. Velu had no money for a ticket, but luckily the ticket collector didn't come to the unreserved compartment. He tried to sleep on the floor near the door. A group of men next to him had played cards and shouted all night. Now we find that he walked on most of the day to Kannur. Kannur is a place. From there he boarded the train to Chennai. And he was not having money, so he boarded the train without ticket. And we know that unreserved compartment is where everyone is allowed to sit. As he went to unreserved compartment, and as he was lucky that no ticket checker came to that compartment, so no one caught Velu without ticket. And we've also found that he tried to sleep on the floor near the door, but there he found a group of men next to him had played cards and shouted all night. That's why he was very exhausted and he didn't have his sleep also. Hey, what? New to town? Hey, called out a rough voice. Velu opened his eyes. There were a lot of people standing around, but nobody was looking at him. When he was sitting in there with his head down on his knees, what voice did he hear? He heard, "Hey, what? New to town? Yay," called out a rough voice. "Who is calling? Who is trying to talk to him?" "Here, hey," he turned around. Then again he heard the same voice. Behind him was a girl around his own age, wearing a long banyan that came down to her knees. Her hair was stiff and brownish, and she had a huge sack on one shoulder. She was picking up dirty plastic cups from the floor and stuffing them into her sack. Now, banyan is a Hindi word for vest. Stiff means something firm or hard. Now, Velu found that a girl of his age, same age. So, what is the age of Velu? That is 11 years. So, of same year age means a girl was also of 11 years was there. The girl did not have proper dress. She was wearing a long banyan. From this, we come to know that the girl was very poor. Her hair was stiff, brownish, and he had a huge sack at one of her shoulder. So, who is that girl? That girl was a rag picker. "Why is she calling me?" thought Velu. "And why is a girl wearing a banyan?" There are so many things have amazed Velu. First, a crowd in the station. Second loudspeaker. Now he is noticing that or seeing a girl wearing banyan. Banyan meant for boys. So he was asking to himself, why here a girl is wearing a banyan? Now, no need to stare stupidly. "What's your name?" Velu muttered. Velu, looking away. Muttered means to speak in a low voice. "So, Mr. Velu," said the girl, looking at his bundle. "Run away from home?" Velu didn't answer. He didn't want to tell some strange girl what he had done. So, now we come to know that this is very clearly understood. Everyone can understand by seeing that bundle in his hand that Velu has run away from his home. Now, here we find that Velu is not saying anything to the girl. Obviously, why he will say anything to her, why he will talk to her, why he will share his secrets? Because she was a stranger. So he remained dumb. He had run away because he could not stand his father beating him for one more day. His father would snatch away all the money Velu and his sister earned and spend it on drink. Now we find here that Velu's father was very aggressive. Velu father used to beat him every day. His father was a drunkard who would take away all the earnings of his children. Don't think I don't know. This place is full of children like you. So what are you going to do here? Become rich? Now the girl is saying that I know very well that you have come from village to become rich. You want to become rich in the city. She sat down next to him. Velu shifted away. If any stranger sit beside you, what you will do? You will obviously shift away. So same thing Velu also did, because for Velu that girl was a stranger. So he shifted away. He felt hunger pinching him and pressing his stomach with grimace. Now pinching means to hold something too tightly, often causing pain. Grimace means a facial expression and usually of pain. Hungry? Asked the girl. You won't get food by sitting here glumly making faces. I can find some if you want. The girl understood the condition of Velu, that he was feeling very hungry. His facial expression is expressing his condition. So she said, nobody will give you anything to eat if you will make your faces. If you want, I can provide you something. For that also, I need to find it. She picked up her sack and started to walk away. Velu stayed on the bench. What should he do? Should he follow this girl? Where was she going to take him? She was disappearing into the crowd. So he had to make up his mind quickly. So we have seen here, Velu was in the station and everyone was a stranger there. And only one girl was offering some food if she find. He does not want to lose that. So he wanted to be a companion so that he can adjust in the city. So he has to make up his mind, means he have to decide what he should do. So he decided that he should go with the girl. All right, he decided. Anyway, I have no idea where to go. He jumped up and ran after her. She wasn't even looking back to see where he was. So finally, Velu said, okay, I have no idea where to go as I'm new in this place. It's okay to follow the girl. But the girl is very practical and she didn't look back to where he was. She just left the place and walked away. So, what we have learned today? We have learned the part 1 of this chapter, and in this chapter we have learned two characters, Velu, an 11-year-old boy who ran away from his home because his father used to beat him. And there is a girl who is a rag picker, and she understood the condition of Velu. Velu have left home and he is a stranger in the city. She offered food articles, some to eat. She understood that Velu was very hungry. So, what happened next? We will study in the next module. Thank you.